Now, there's a Chinese woman in the back that gave me a book of Chinese poems that I translated some years ago, and I think the request was for me to read a couple poems. And so I probably should do that before you all have to leave to attend to other business. And so let me...
Can you tell us where the poems are from? Is it Tang Dynasty?
Yeah. There's this poet that I translated. This was my 7th application to the Guggenheim. Every time I would apply to the Guggenheim, it was to do something. And even though they didn't give me the money, I would still do the thing. And so this was a poet named Wei Yingwu, one of China's most famous poets, but he had never been translated except for a few dozen poems in his life. And so...
When was he?
8th century.
That's the Tang.
The 8th century. So the middle of the Tang Dynasty. Let me read a couple of his poems here. Well, I'll read this. Let's see, his first poem. Okay. He lived just south of Xi'an, the ancient capital of Chang'an, on the Duling Plateau. And even today in China, men celebrate the 9th day of the 9th moon. It's called double 9th, because 9 is the male number. 6 the female, 9 the male. And so they celebrate, and they get drunk. They make wine out of chrysanthemums, chrysanthemum flowers. And this is a poem he wrote during the Anlushan Rebellion when he was living far away from home. Jin chao ba zhou fu zhou chang yi zai du ling tian she shi ming nian zhou ri zhi he chu shi nan huan jia wei you qi. Now see that the rhyme is qi, the words are qi and sure, they don't rhyme anymore. It was probably sure and sure, but now, you know, the language has changed. So they can't do that anymore. Anyway, so he's living far away from home, writes this book, the poem called The Ninth. On this day of drink and depression, I think about life on our Duling farm. Where will I be on the 9th next year? In such hard times, I can't hope to go home. He had his most important relationship in his life was with his wife. And he met her shortly after he wrote that poem. And then when she died, it really changed his life. And so I'll read a few poems that he wrote right after that. A poem called Call of the Cuckoo, this bird that calls at night. Mm-hmm. So his wife has died, he's living alone, serving as the magistrate in this town near Chang'an. Gao lin di lu xia ye qing, nan shan zi gui ti yi sheng, lin xia shuang fu bao ri li, wo du. Again, the rhymes are all disappearing in this because of the passage of time. So this dew drips from tall trees on a clear summer night. In the hills to the south, a cuckoo calls. The widow next door comforts her child. I turn in bed and wait for first light. This is a poem he wrote right after his wife died when he had to leave the capital and take up a new post. And he was letting my eyes roam at May Reservoir while serving as magistrate of Huxian. Maybe I'll just read a couple of the poems rather than reading them in Chinese. White water surges along the embankment. Mist swirls in a sunny sky. Green is taking over the trees. There's jade on a thousand mountains. Fish are swimming up to the surface, but lotuses aren't thick yet. I come here to be alone with my thoughts. I regret lacking social skills. And when he was serving there, there's a mountain just south of where he was serving in the Zhongnan Mountains where I interviewed many hermits. And this is a poem called In Reply to Taoist Master Donglin. And there's a peak called Zige, Purple Pavilion. How many peaks are you west of Zige? In your thatched hut on a snowy night beside those tiger tracks? If I knew where you were in that distant blackness, I would follow your evening bell all the way up the mountain. There's a couple more that maybe I could read if I have time here. Thanks for staying. I wish I could say
two more would be good.
Yeah, let me just do one more. Well, I know what I'll do. I'll do his last poem.
That's poem? Favorites.
His last poem that he wrote just before he died, probably a month before he died. He was serving in Suzhou, the town famous for its gardens. And he had to quit his job and lived in a Buddhist temple on the edge of town. Ziyou xin sui qing, du zhe ku han gui, ye kou zhu lin shi, shan xin xue ma yi. Shan lu zheng ran huo, kong chai gong han fei. 怀章一团队无言拜师威. At Yongning Temple, Bijang, his nephew, happily arrives during the night. You came with New Year's greetings, walking here alone in the bitter cold, knocking on a bamboo temple gate at night, covered with snow from your hike through the hills. After starting a fire deep in my stove and closing the door to my empty room, we shared a gourd full of wine and didn't speak of all the things that went wrong. But anyway, that was Wei Ying Wu, a book called In Such Hard Times.
Thank you.